Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the fourth day in the month of August 2025. The day is counting, the day is going by, and the Lord is still faithful. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, a General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven that says, Overflowing Out. Overflowing Out. And our Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 4 to chapter 5. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 7, I Am Thine, O Lord. Our memory verse is taken from 3 John chapter 2, which says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospereth. Our Bible reading is taken from Acts chapter 5 from verse 14 to 16. Acts chapter 5 from verse 14 to 16. From verse 14 it reads, And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on the beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits. And they were healed one every one. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, God's will is not just for us to be healthy, but to overflow with health. You can be so healthy that when sick people touch you, they will become healed. The Lord Jesus was overflowing with health, which is why the woman with the issue of blood simply touched the hem of his garment and was healed, like we see in Matthew 9 from verse 20 to 22. Years ago, a teenager who had sickle cell anemia and had been sick all his life stood up and to give a testimony in church. He said, I heard that Daddy Gio is coming to this church next Sunday. I want to testify that I will be healed next Sunday. Somebody called me to tell me the teenager's testimony, and I started praying that God would allow me to meet him. As God will have it, the young man was standing outside as I got to the church and came out of my car. He didn't look like a teenager at all. He looked so tiny. He came to me and said, Daddy, I've been sick all my life, but I am confident that since you have come to the church today, I will be healed today. I hugged him and said, It will be unto you according to your faith. I got his letter some months later and he wrote, Dear Daddy, I want to thank God and I want to thank you. I've been healed since the day you came to our church. Beloved, Jesus didn't die for you to be healthy. He wants your health to overflow, such that any sick person you lay your hands on will be healed and healthy. He said in Mark chapter 16 from verse 17 to 18, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak in new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly things, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." In 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24, the Bible says that Jesus paid for your health. This is why you must hate sicknesses and diseases passionately. Just as Peter's shadow healed the sick in Acts chapter 5 verse 15. An handkerchief taken from Paul's body drove out diseases from people. Acts chapter 19 verse 12. God wants you to overflow with health and become a channel of healing and health to others. I pray that you will live in constant health all the days of your life, and that the healing and anointing will flow through you to others in Jesus' name. Amen. Our open heaven today comes with a prayer point that says, "Father, please fill me with overflowing health so that I will never be sick again, and the sick will be healed through me in Jesus' name. Father, please fill me with overflowing health so that I will never be sick again, and the sick will be healed through me in Jesus' name. Amen." Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you know that somebody that this message will be a blessing to, you can kindly share this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceready.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.